This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. An update now on financial institutions that are too big to fail, so important they know the government is likely to bail them out even if they do something foolish. Late last week, the Federal Reserve approved a proposed rule to prevent taxpayer-funded bank bailouts. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports on what is next for big banks and financial firms.
Under the Fed's proposed rule, six of the nation's biggest banks would have to take out a total of $120 billion in long-term debt. If a bank failed, those long-term investors could be left holding the bag, Fed Chair Janet Yellen.
The proposal is another important step in addressing the too-big-to-fail problem.
The Fed estimates banks will spend up to $1.5 billion a year on the extra debt. Some shareholders of big financial companies are already complaining. David Wright is managing director of Deloitte & Touche's bank regulatory practice. He says some firms are being pressured to avoid the new rules by downsizing, so they're not categorized as too big to fail.
There are many firms out there that are reconsidering what businesses they should be in. They might remove themselves from certain lines of business that they think don't make sense.
The Fed will take comments on the rule before finalizing it. Banks have until February 1st to tell the Fed how they feel. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.